Okay, thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this Cabinet meeting of Charnwood. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available by the Council website. In addition, under the local authorities, executive arrangements, meetings and access to information, England regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. We move to item one on the agenda, which is apologies.
Not this evening, sir.
Thank you very much. Item two is disclosures of pecuniary interest and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Does any members have anything to declare? No, none to declare, thank you very much. Item three is leaders' announcements, and I don't have anything to announce. Item five, questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.4.
Item four, leaders, sorry.
Apologies. Item four, rushing too fast. Minutes of the previous meeting, which have been circulated. Any questions on it? Happy for me to sign them as true records? Thank you very much. I'll sign them later. Item five, which is questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7, which I'm now, no questions are submitted, which takes us to item six, which is the Capital Plan Amendment Report and the Scrutiny Commission Report. I'm going to ask Ian to introduce the report, and then I'll ask Councillor Seaton to come and present the Scrutiny Report.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So, you've all got this report within your pack, so hopefully you've all read it, so I'm only going to briefly introduce it. But obviously, we've got a 3-year capital plan, 2023-2026, and what this report makes a number of recommendations. So again, if you look at page 9 to 10, we've got 10 recommendations, and these, if you look at the executive summary, you'll see the reason for all these changes. So some of them are new items, and some of them are continuations, and some of them are changes in budget. So they're all explained. Another thing to note is that these are all fully funded, so it's still within the funded budget. The other thing to note is that it was the subject of the Scrutiny Commission on Monday, and I believe Councillor Seaton is going to summarise the considerations that was taken there and their recommendation. So I won't take her fire away by mentioning that. I'll leave Councillor Seaton to talk about what was discussed in Scrutiny and what the recommendation was.
Thank you very much, Ian. Councillor Seaton, if you'd like to join us.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know that I'm not reading it out word for word, but I am going to say a little bit more than will you please take it as read. The meeting discussion followed obviously the capital plan, but there was three questions from the meeting discussion that came about, and that was the replacement of hardware, because the committee thought that the amount being increased from 45,000 to 90,000 was quite a lot, but it has been answered here. Still seems quite a lot, but of course I'm still buying laptops from Currys and not having to pay for licences, so it's difficult for us to understand as just laypersons how much the equipment would be. So I should be first in the queue because mine keeps running out of power. So there you are. The other one that couldn't be answered at the time was for 50,000 allocation for garages as the stock maximisation. We have got explanations about that as well. And the final question was, it was the veement of sheltered houses from the budget, moving the budget over, and of course that's been explained as well. So the committee, apart from those three things, the committee were unanimous in accepting the recommendations.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. Any questions to Councillor Seaton for qualification from Cabinet members?
Sorry, no.
Thank you very much. Any questions from Cabinet members regarding the report?
Just one about the replacement of hardware. What do we do with redundant hardware? Is anybody able to tell us? Are we able to sell it on, or does it just get scrapped?
We recycle it, right. And we are very careful
recycled. Actually, so I should let Carey answer. Sorry, because I used to know this. Carey answer. Sorry, Carey.
I'll just repeat, Simon. We recycled it.
And we're very, very careful with it.
Yeah, we do. We have to do it through a secure facility to make sure all of, obviously, the council data, etc. is fully removed from it, so that it then can be recycled professionally. So, yeah, just as Simon said.
I assumed that was going to be the case. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Gary. Any other questions? If not, I'll hand back to Ian.
Okay, thank you. So, to summarise, what we're discussing here are some amendments which are fully explained and then budgeted. To the capital plan, and as you've heard, Councillor Seaton, that this was discussed at scrutiny and that they recommended that we approve the recommendations. So what we need to do now is I wish to move the recommendations. So if you look at pages 9 to 10 in the report, there's 10 recommendations with the following reasons, so I'd like to move those.
Okay, please. Thank you very much. Anybody second?
I'll second, leader.
Thank you very much. All in favour? Unanimous. We move to item 7, which is exempt information. I'll read this out for the purposes of the recording. I propose that the following item exclude members of the public from the meeting during the consideration of the following item on the grounds that it will involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 12A to the Local Government Act 1972. And it is considered that the public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. I have a seconder.
I second this.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. All in favour?
Thank you.
Unanimous, thank you.